In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, hello, friends, and welcome back to Common Prayer. My name is Kevin, and I am glad to be leading our time together. Today is day 18 of our journey through Lent, on our way towards Easter. So glad that you have joined us. So glad that you are tuning in. I hope that you're having a good week so far, and we want to jump right into our episode today. So today, our word for the day is listen, and it comes from James chapter 1, verse 19. Let everyone be quick to listen, slow to speak. So let's spend a moment in the quiet as we meditate on this idea of listening. And as we do, may you just tune your heart and your mind into the things of God. So let's spend a minute together in the quiet, just listening. Once again, our scripture comes from James chapter 1, verse 19. My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. You know, I remember when I was in high school, I joined this class called peer counseling or peer helping. And it was a class that trained students alongside school counselors to help augment their work, as well as to kind of help mitigate, you know, the difficult effects of situations that would arise within schools, oftentimes around certain tragedies. This group of students would then be equipped to go out and serve their peers. And honestly, it was a great class. If I'm really honest, I signed up for it because it largely meant I had the opportunity and the authority to take my friends out of class and hang for a little bit in the middle of the day. But, you know, it was still an experience that I'm so grateful I have. You know, what was so interesting to me, though, was that, and something I really didn't expect, was the first half of every class of every day, we would spend in the classroom doing various exercises in active listening. I mean, we'd focus on body language and posture and reframing and restating what was said. I mean, we essentially were learning skills of actually listening. And I think back on that experience, and it was kind of, you know, troubling in the sense of I didn't realize how little I actually listened to people. You know, it was one of the first things that came to mind was how often in my conversations as I was learning these skills, I didn't naturally employ them. I would naturally just be thinking of the next thing to say and never actually sitting in the presence of the other and listening. And so that was really kind of just fascinating to me. And then I think the other piece is just how much work it took to become a good listener. I mean, it was challenging work day in and day out. You know, we live in a world that really isn't designed for listening. It's noisy. It's loud. It's in your face. I mean, in some ways, our world gives credence and prestige to the loudest voices. I mean, think of the way that social media is constructed. You know, it provides us with the false presumption that everyone is waiting with bated breath to hear what I have to say. You know, it gives a false illusion into thinking we should have something to say about absolutely everything. I mean, it is set up and designed against the very practice of listening. We live in a noisy world. I mean, again, to me, it's no wonder that those social outlets can so easily lend themselves to vitriol and negativity. Again, in many ways, they've trained us as people to do the exact opposite of what James encourages. I mean, rather than being quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry, is our culture not more quick to speak and slow to listen and quick to become angry? You know, and to be quite honest, from my own experience as both perpetrator as well as recipient, Christians aren't all that different in this area. I mean, we're often the guilty offenders. You know, I remember Dietrich Bonhoeffer once quipped about Christians. He said, "Many people are looking for an ear that will listen. They do not find it among Christians because these Christians are talking when they should be listening." I mean, this posture of speaking can be so quickly damaging to our connection with God. I think how frequently in times of prayer we rush in with our requests and our seeking intercession or whatever it is. I sense I just kind of bulldoze my way into the presence of God. And oftentimes listening is the last thing on my mind. But so much at the very heart of life with God is listening. It's attending to the Spirit and the quiet and the slow, and just bringing our mind's eye back to the focus of God. You know, I think one of the ways we can practice this, practice listening and attending to God, is quite simply doing it to the person right next to us. You know, in some ways, how can we listen to God who we can't see when we can't even listen to our neighbor who we can see? You know, this sort of practice of listening to others is one of the ways that we can learn to listen to God. I think Lent can be one of those seasons where we embark on this sort of spiritual adventure in learning to listen. We begin with those closest to us. I mean, you can begin with your friends and your family or your colleagues, your neighbors, your coworkers, your classmates, your kids. I mean, every space can become an opportunity to practice listening. And I'm convinced that eventually listening will become a sort of practice that will become a habit that will give way to a different way of life. Honestly, I think maybe for me, the biggest struggle with this is with my kids. I so often just want to rush into whatever circumstance it is, and I never create the space for them to be. I'm thinking of the next to-do list, the next task, the next thing I should say, am I saying it correctly, or whatever it is. But it's in those rare moments when I sit and truly, deeply listen to their heart that I find an intimacy with them that's different than other experiences. I can't help but think that the same would be true of God. When we sit and listen, when we get into that space where we're just attending to the presence of the Lord, that develops and fosters intimacy. So may we be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to become angry. Because in so many ways, that's what God has done for us, and it's what we need to respond to God with. So our practice for today is simple. It's to ask God today for the gift of ears. And so throughout your day today, I just want you to remember James' invitation to be quick to listen and slow to speak. And so in every conversation, every opportunity, and every exchange, make a conscious effort to listen more than you usually do. That's it. Maybe that means awkward pauses. Maybe that means a longer focused view of the other. Whatever it is, just make it your conscious effort in every conversation today to listen more than you usually would. So let's do that now. Let's enter into prayer, ready to listen. I want to lead us to a very short kind of examine of where we've been with our words in the past day. So why don't you settle into your chair? Again, slow your mind down, bring it to the moment. And I want you, as you begin, to just ask the Holy Spirit to highlight your past day. How were you with your words? Were you quick to listen or quick to speak? Just think about the past interactions over the last 24 hours. As you think of those interactions, I invite you just to ask the Holy Spirit to give you the gift of listening. If as you consider the last day a win in listening well, pray for the boldness and the courage to do that again. The Holy Spirit highlighted ways in which you were quick to speak and slow to listen. Ask for the resolve to change today. Maybe it's stopping before you post. Maybe it's taking a few extra breaths to listen so that neighbor, friend, colleague, spouse just take a moment and ask the Holy Spirit to give you the courage to listen well today. Because church, may you hear these words of James. May I hear these words of James today. That we may be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. That's our prayer. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.
Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.